This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture. I am Lau Yao Hua. We know that we are losing our forests, the green lungs of our only home, faster than ever to chainsaws, trucks, and insatiable greed. To stop deforestation, we need more than tough laws and economic rationale. We need people to understand that forests cannot be replaced. We need people to love their natural environments. Now, I know that's tough to do, but thankfully, we have people doing it. I saw one group of such people just 3 months ago in Sukadana, a town in West Kalimantan, southeast of Pontianak. Now today, on the show, I'm going to share with you how kids in Sukadana are learning to love their forest, the Gunung Palung National Park. 9 June 2017. I was standing in a patch of forest about 3 basketball courts large behind the Asri Clinic in Sukadana. ASRI, which stands for Alam Sehat Lestari, is an Indonesian non-profit organization that works to protect both the environment and the people of Sukadana. The air is still and the sun is blazing. The shade of the trees provides some relief from the blazing sun, but not from the mosquitoes. Next to me, a pair of teenage boys sit on a log. Ants are marching over their feet. But the boys do not even flinch. They are listening and they are whispering. They are students of an environmental teaching project called ASRI Teens, and they have an assignment to finish. I pick at their paper. They had written Pohon, Indonesian language for tree, and beside that they wrote living and provides oxygen. Further up the trail, 2 teenage girls are also engaged in a quiet discussion. Altogether, I see around me 9 teenagers, all members of the ASRI Teens Enggang group. ASRI Teens was formed by Ms. Eti Ramawati, who coordinates community outreach and conservation education at ASRI. Eti was an English teacher in Bali for 5 years when the founder of ASRI, Dr. Kinari Webb, invited her to join the team. Back at the ASRI's conservation team office, I asked Eti how she joined ASRI.
Actually, she offered me to help her with volunteering program because I speak English, I can write English. So she wanted me to help with emails and stuff like that. But at the same time, ASRI was looking for someone to work as a, at that time, we call it conservation coordinator, that work with the community, like giving education about ASRI's program and about forests, etc. So I don't have a background in environment or forestry or biology. So at first I was not sure because I don't know what to tell to the community because I knew nothing. But Dr. Kinari encouraged me that you can learn from your colleagues and blah, blah, blah. And since I love experiencing new things and I love new things, so I said, okay, I would give it a try. And then here I am, 8 years.
ASRI was founded in 2007 here in Sukadana. The founders of ASRI had a unique strategy for conserving the environment, improve the quality of life for local communities, and the local environment will be less exploited. And there is a lot of exploitation to remove. Gunung Palung National Park, just next to Sukadana, is a diverse ecosystem of mangroves, lowland forests, and montane forests, about 3 times the size of Penang Island. Sadly, 20% of that is reportedly lost to deforestation from illegal logging for timber and for farms. Tens of villages, farms, and oil palm plantations surround the park. Now, the park is not fenced, and there are very few, if any, visible signs indicating the borders of the park. As part of the conservation team, Eti isn't directly involved with the healthcare services of the ASRI clinic. Instead, she educates the locals about their schools. Now, since 2012, Eti has been leading a teaching project called ASRI Kids that provides free lessons to school children around the Gunung Palung National Park.
So ASRI Kids, we choose the 5th grade, 4th or 5th. 4th is like 10, 11. Depends on how many students, because I cannot handle 50 students in one class. We choose that age because the lessons that I give for them, we think that they can absorb the lessons already, fourth and fifth grade. So what I teach is first, usually in the first class, we do pretest. So I give them pretest. And then I introduce them world, about the world. Because when I teach them, there's some students that still don't know, well, quite a lot actually, they don't know like where Indonesia is. Yes.
Fifth grade, yes, they should.
They should for fifth grade. But when I, well, I'm not sure actually, when I give world map, so they're not, they don't know where exactly. No, they don't know. From what I learned from that, so in the first class, after pretest, I usually introduce them world map, different continents. And then we come to Indonesian map. And then after that, the goal later is to introduce them animals we can find in different places. And in different places, they have different animals. So the real goal is I want them to notice that how special Borneo is because they have animals that they cannot be found in other places. So after Indonesian map, and then I come to Borneo map, and then after Borneo map, I taught them about animals, so using flashcards and put them on the map. So like, oh yeah, panda we can find here, and then orangutan. And when I did pretest, I asked them where you can find orangutans, and some still say, oh, United States, Brazil. They don't know that they can only find in Borneo and Sumatra.
Are those animals like really new to them, like panda or maybe giraffe or?
They know, but they don't know where exactly they can find. So they still think, oh yeah, we can find giraffe or we can find tiger in Borneo, something like that. So world animals that they can find in each continent. And after that, I teach them about forest in general and then go to rainforest. Why it's called rainforest? What is so special about rainforest? And then Gunung Palung.
So, okay, so it ends with a local ecosystem?
Yes, and then Gunung Palung. And after Gunung Palung, what animals are protected in Gunung Palung? What animals we can find and what are the protected animals like orangutan? So we learn that. And then I also teach them about mangroves because they live near the ocean. Mangroves, corals, the benefit, and also environmental threats. I also play movies. Using games, using flashcards, songs, and I can say that the teaching method that I use here is unique for them, different for them, because in school they usually just listen to their teacher, copying what the teacher writes, and which I cannot blame them because of the limited human resources and also media. So limited facilities that the schools have. And then I also teach about trash because it's still a problem here.
We will take a quick break now. Up next, we join the kids in their class and hear more from Etty. You are listening to Earth Matters on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Welcome back to Earth Matters on the Bigger Picture. I am Lau Yao Hua. Today we learn about ASRI Teens and ASRI Kids, a project that accepts school-aged children around the Gunung Palung National Park in West Kalimantan and teaches them about the environment. It's the 9th of June, 2017. ASRI Teens are meeting today in a forest patch behind the ASRI Clinic. My t-shirt sticks to my skin. I can't keep still. Too many mosquitoes. In an open hut, I count 9 teenagers, 5 girls, 4 boys. They came on foot, bicycle or motorcycle. Some of the boys are playing games on their cell phones, while the girls are chatting, leaning on the rail of the open hut. And on the wall, someone had written, ASRI Teens Enggang on a whiteboard. That's this group of teenagers, the ASRI Teens Enggang group. Here comes their teacher, Adi, the coordinator of ASRI Teens. Adi hands out papers and explain their assignment today.
Okay, jadi yang ini kita akan mencoba untuk.
Etty wants the teenagers to work in pairs and explore the forest, to see and listen, to notice what's around them, and then categorize them according to living, non-living, or dead. For every item, the students must write its function in nature, how it is similar to humans, and what benefits it serves. They have 30 minutes to write as long a list as they can.
Okay, silakan. Well, the class today, when I asked them, I want you to just be quiet, think, and learn. Actually, that was from my experience when I started working here. I never thought about, you know, nature so much when I worked in my previous job. But when I started working here, I learned so much. And then that's what I've been doing, actually. When I was in the car, I was thinking, why, like, seeing all the trees. So I want them to be aware that there is so much they can learn and then what they have to do. The goal is that they are aware and what they have to do. Because, for example, I don't want them to hunt for birds because it's still quite common and it's easy to get beautiful birds here, and that's what they do. Yeah, some kids still do. So I just want them not to do it anymore. Some of them they did before, and now I keep checking. In one of the kids in from the other group, he's still doing it. But he just started joining Asri teams like 4 times probably. Yeah. So hopefully he stops.
The 9 teenagers step off the hut, down the trail and into the forest. Let's follow them. I walk by the 2 boys sitting on the log and the 2 girls squatting by the trail. Further away, the rest of the class are also busy taking in the sounds and sights of the forest, trying to make a list of what they find around them. Everyone is taking their assignments seriously, well, everyone except Farah. Farah is the obvious joker of the class, shooting her thoughts out like a machine gun. But she's now struggling with a rock.
A question,
how is a rock similar to humans?
Ada orang yang kepalanya pun
keras. Ah, itu saya bilang tadi, kalau manusia keras kepala, berarti dia sama dengan batu. Manusia keras kepala sama dengan batu.
Coincidentally, Farah and I came up with the same answer. We know humans can be very stubborn, and the local proverb for that is keras kepala, that is hard head, as hard as rocks. Mosquitoes continue to attack me. I do a little dance to cut down my blood loss, but the teenagers look completely unfazed. In fact, the only time they noticed the mosquitoes was to include the insect on their list. Now I see Etty now going around checking on their progress. Nobody has left. Every one of them is here in the forest, in their groups, learning about the animals, plants, and stones. These are 9 teenagers who do not look bored for a single second. Is nature really so fascinating? Are there kids that find nature boring?
So far, no, because I know that naturally kids love to play. And when they go to nature, I can tell that they play. And when they go to the field, they can play. I can say that all the kids love field trips so much. That's what they've been waiting all the time, yeah.
Etty started out her environment teaching project with only Astri kids in mind. She was planning for 10 and 11-year-olds, not teenagers, not Astri teens.
And honestly, I was running out of lessons when they asked me to run more classes. So after they finished Astri kids, and then I thought, okay, do you want to help me to go to schools and, you know, just like distribute stickers or giving prizes? Because I always give quiz to the students after and they can pick up a prize from the treasure box. And so they helped with that. And they were just so happy. Like sometimes 7 kids wanted to go with me to school. But okay, I cannot take all of you. But then they said that they want to be together again as they joined Astri Kids before, so they came to me and they want this class. So I cannot, of course, I don't want to say no, because when they feel so encouraged to do the class, then I have to try. So I said to Jackson, I need your help because sometimes I don't know what to teach.
Etty was referring to Jackson Helms, the conservation research director at Astri. Jackson is an ecologist. He is now in the forest helping the students with their assignments too. 30 minutes zip by. Soon, Etty called the teenagers to return to the open hut to share their observations.
butuh makanan, minuman, perlindungan, tempat tinggal. Menyuburkan tanah, menyebar benih-benih pohon.
As the group chats excitedly, I wonder what Etty hopes to achieve through Asri Kids and Asri Teens. Trees, soil, butterflies, these are things that we can learn from books. Why come here in an open heart?
The goal is knowledge investment, because it's easy to start habit when they were still little, of course, and awareness. So to increase their awareness, I probably cannot see directly what has been changing, except from the pretest, I can tell, yeah, pretest and posttest. But that's not really what really we want, right? But awareness. And I can see there is a changing in their awareness, especially with these kids, because I have teaching them since 2012, and I can see how enthusiastic they are to be involved more and more in Asri Teens classes, and they want to be involved in any activities like outside the class. And they report to me when they see something, for example, when there was a community killing orangutan and they came here, can you please check on the internet, you know, they kill an orangutan, so something like that. And their involvement.
Rekreasi sambil belajar.
Rekreasi sambil belajar. Bagus, bagus.
Iyalah, bagus.
Oke, itu enggak ada ada pertanyaan enggak sih? Atau ada yang mau diskusi?
It is almost 5 in the evening and the Asri Teens Enggang class is coming to an end. I take the chance to ask them why did they join the class.
Ya, Rusli.
Mengisi waktu luang,
oke. Okay.
Bisa belajar sambil bermain bersama teman-teman, bisa ngumpul bareng.
Oke. Okay.
If they don't come to Asri Teens activities, the teenagers will either attend extra classes at school or stay at home and help their parents or play games on their phones. So does this mean that they would rather come here and get bitten by mosquitoes than stay home?
Kalau di rumah aja bosan lah.
Bosan, oke.
Kalau sini juga nambah wawasan ilmu.
Di rumah tuh tahu tidur aja.
It turns out that the class grew because each student started inviting others to join. First, there was Dewi and Yuli, then Trio, Rosli, Fanfara, and then the rest.
Oke, jadi nanti kita buka bersama. Mau jam berapa kumpul?
It is now past 5 in the evening, and the teenagers are eager to rush home to wash up. It was the month of Ramadan, and the class had decided to break fast together later that evening. As the teenagers left on their bicycles and motorbikes, I asked Etty what challenges she faces running the projects.
With these kids, I'm fine. But with kids in schools, the challenging is not from the kids, but from the school. My ideal idea was like the school will continue. So the teachers will involve the same thing. But as I said before, it's easier to teach kids. It's easier to ask the kids to be involved then ask adults to be involved. So the kids were so enthusiastic when the class ends, because I usually teach 13 times. When the school ends, they were not happy. I want the school continue, but they cannot, which I can understand. They don't have passion. The teachers don't have passion, and then they also have limited budget to do the same thing. So then it ends that way. But sometimes when I go to school, like sometimes I monitor, like, oh, just to see the kids, and they were so happy, they were so excited. I ask them to write journal, and from time to time I can tell, like, oh, today I learned about this and I'm so happy and blah, 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 blah. So that's what I can see. I don't complain about the kids because they're just so enthusiastic, but the challenging is to work with the school, to work with the teachers, to work with the adults. If I cannot work with the teacher, like the teacher didn't, the teachers do not want to continue the program. Then I'm just worried that the awareness, what the kids already have, then will be gone if there is no like repetition to, you know, keep reminding them. That's what I'm wanting.
Recall that Asri seeks to protect the environment by improving the local community's well-being. As such, the whole Asri team works on various projects, including healthcare, reforestation, organic farming, and microfinancing for locals. Wonderful services all, and I would be happy to help with any of them. My first choice, though, would be Etty's education project. I know that there is no satisfaction or sense of achievement beyond that of a teacher. As a teacher, you help your students build their future. Along the way, you transform them, and they transform you.
So one student says he wants to be Asri Kids teacher. And then also they write, now I know about Gunung Palung. I know the animals. And now, like, also there were some students that now I don't want to hunt birds anymore. And then one, which is very touching for me, like one of them said that because I love them, she wants to come to Asri someday and she wants to thank me and she will remember the class. Yeah, that kind of things. Also, I can tell that about studying, they're studying. So like, for example, Devi now, she's very encouraged. She wants to study forestry.
Devi, yes, Devi. I remember her. She was one of the girls who squatted by the trail, deep in thought. Black long hair, strong eyes, always looking calm. She was one of the first to join Asri Teens.
The more enthusiastic they are, I'm getting more into teaching conservation. Like right now, because before I taught English, and now I just enjoy teaching conservation. It's because I like teaching nature. Like I like learning with them about nature. That's it, which is easy. It's just near us, right? Yeah.
What is next? Etty is now handling Asri Kids program in about 20 schools around Gunung Palung National Park. She can't do more alone.
Probably I can spend less time teaching, but because some of the kids help me teach. Yeah, that's been happening, but it's still not quite effective or quite active. It's because I know they go to school. They also need to go to school. But whenever they have a chance, like if they are not busy at school, they're so happy. And so I want to have someone to work with me that joined Asri Kids before, so they will have passion. So when they teach, it came from them. And also, actually, another thing is, it would be ideal if we can train teachers, but again, we cannot force them because they might not have passion for that. But if Asri Teens who taught the lessons, then they already have passion in their heart. Because usually I don't ask them, but I mean, I don't force them, but I ask if you are willing to teach. And I can say more than 5, more or even more than 10 that they want to.
Might the Asri Teens make better teachers than Etty herself?
Could be, yeah, why not? Yes, because I started when I'm like, how old I am, like, but they start when they're very early. So yeah, could be. And that would be like a huge gift for me if that happens, of course, yeah.
Etty told me that she likes to seek new experiences. After 5 years developing Asri Kids and Asri Teens, is she about to move on to other projects?
Only if I do something else, but I hope that there will be someone. If I'm not here, I hope there will be someone replacing me because I want this program keep continuing because, I don't know, I just think education is very important and especially to children. I just feel loved by them. Mm. Yeah. And it's very... So apart from it's my job, so I feel it's because I feel close to them, then it's very, very, I feel so happy when they are very enthusiastic and they want more and more classes. So I feel so honored and yeah, I feel it's part of the success probably. Okay. Although I cannot measure what's the, but... At least they love to learn. It's very, it's a huge gift.
With that, I let Etty go because she had to prepare for the Asri Teens breaking fast later that evening. I hopped on my bike and rushed to the beach about 10 minutes away. The sun was setting, casting an orange-yellow blanket on the dark green forest of the national park that rolls down from the mountains and into the sea. Parents and their children sat by the beach. Further away, The forest climbs up mountains in the Gunung Palung National Park. Sukadana is beautiful. Inevitably, the economy will heat up, and I hope the people, the children, will not let it burn the forest. I hope Devi's and Farah's and Yuli's grandchildren will enjoy the shade and rivers of the forest. If you would like to learn more about Asri's work, look for Alam Sehat Lestari on the internet. I am Lau Yao Hua, and you have been listening to Earth Matters on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.